Tanya Oisha Zirim, Min Chabaya, Zara Tzakla, Reis of Paisel, the whole of the Shachta, Kedaraka, Yosem Mashkon Paisla. Tony Bulamala, Awach Kerab Nasim, Ha Gemara, Rav Ray told us in the Mishnah Sagrim Nasim. So why is Rav need to tell it to us again? Now this Rashi is pretty clear that the question is not on the Mishnayis. Why do we need both Mishnayis? Rather the question is on Rava, why does Rav have to tell us twice that the Mishnah is Rav Nasim? Rashi says, right, there's all Rashi, so why is Rav tell? Rashi is not mashma that the question of the Gemara is on the Mishnah. Now it seems though that in the Rishayinim, Zidim Achleik is Rishayinim Bidas Rashi. Is the Gemara's Kasha on Rav? Is the Gemara's Kasha on the Mishnayis? This Rashi, again, at first glance, this Rashi would seem very clearly that Rashi speaks it out of Farish. Rashi speaks out of Farish that why is Rav telling me again? Hashmin Rav Chodazim, the Sosman Kamen Asim, and Rav told us that Rav already told us the Mishnah Kamen Asim, why is Rav telling us again? The next Rashi, the Tzricha Rashi is Tzricha Leila Rav, Lashmin and Tavayo. Because in Rabban's mashma, they learn not like that. Like, we'll see in Rabban. The Raj attack learns like that in Rashi. The Rabban seems to learn Rashi that the Gemara, the Rashi, the Gemara's cash is on the Mishnah.
I shouldn't
make
the deal for the Rashi. I will
help
Rashi.
I didn't read the Rashi yet, so when I read it, we'll talk about it. I'm just reading the first two Rashi. The first two Rashi seems very clear that the issue is what does Rav have to tell me that the Mishnah is Nasim? Rav already told me. I'm just reading the words. Reading and translating the words is very simply. That's all. Now, Zot Gemara, Tzricha. Zot Gemara, Tzricha, you need both. Yashmin Hasam, Mishum, the Kamchavin, Lishum, Chaticha Ba'oilon. Alhoch, the Kamchavin, Eimaloi. We just say over there, I would think over there it's better, because at least this Kavana for Chaticha Ba'alma. Alhocha, over here by Hippo, you're not even mechavim for chaticha. Eim oloi, v'yashmir hocha mishum lekasim karech mendas. Alhasam, loy kasim karech mendas. Eim oloi, tzrich over here. There's a different ma'ila. You know you're not mechavim for chaticha. There's a ma'ila, at least there's a bardas that's doing it. Hashem came over there. Look, Rashi. Hoch like mechadim, afilu chaticha ba'alma. Ilav dashmin and rabba. They have that kinyan minei ha'apila hu sheira. In other words, even if rabba told us the mission over there goes like a nasim, if rabba had rabba not made a dig in our mishnah, had rabba not brought out that the deer goes down Pila, I would not know from the first Mishnah that Pila would have a mean the Psula. And he goes, it's Rech Mashminan. Mashat is the Vech, at the Eich, the Minish Chitim Chaych Adam. In other words, if not for Rava, if not for the deer of Rava, I would think that maybe the Mishnah is Stam telling me, Mishnah is there for its deer, the Mishnah is Stam telling me the Lach, that Nafla is no good, because you need Kayach Adam. This is where Rashi seems to say that Nikar Gavra, which was the Rashi that I mentioned when we first read the Mishnah, Rashi learned that the psul over here is al tzkar gab. Then k'mashmon rava, ha'nami da'kina mina, m'loikani hippol sakin aizar k'sakin. So we need Rava to tell me his chiddush over here, because I wouldn't know it necessarily from the first case. There's a maila in Chayav Shel Katan that there's a kavana chatich, and he don't even have that. What the parach amar Rava chadu zimna? Says Rashi by parach. So why are we asking on Rava? Why are we asking on Rava's diukim? Why are we asking on the Mishnayos themselves? That Rashi says, Mishun Masnis Laitani Behedya Hepila Hu Dukshera. And the Rava Dayakla, the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah doesn't say it. Therefore, we can't ask on the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say it. Without Rav, we wouldn't know it. So therefore, we're only asking on Rav. Now, so on this part of Rashi, so here both the Ramban and Rashi and the Rashi explain. So Rashi that means what would be without the Diyuk of the Mishnah? Without Rav is Diyuk. Without Rav is Diyuk, we wouldn't know it. Well, what would I think? What would I think without the dig? I said, we just tell them in Allah, they need the vizavachta. What would I think? What would I think the difference between? What would I think that appeal is no different? So Raj is spiritually purush, right? Because Raj does explain to me why I would not be machal between Nafal and Hippel. I just said we wouldn't necessarily make the dig. We say the Mishnah is coming to tell you the halach itself. But what would be the svara to compare the two? Why misvara is it? How can I understand that they should be the same? So he explains. He adds a kinesh for Rashi. Shemali Amarav Avmina the loish the choshla niskabin who lizvicha nafakarila. So if not for Rava, I would have said that the Mishnah is not just telling me that you need Kayar Gavra, because if the Mishnah is just telling me that you need Kayar Gavra, which is a little shver in Rashi, because Rashi Kayar does say that's what the Mishnah is telling me. Rashi does say, Higuba Itzchash Minon, Mashah the Minon Shchidim Kayar Gada, right? So Rashi sounds like in Havmina, without Rava, I would say the mission is not there for the Diyuk, it's there for Lagufai. But what is Lagufai? What is the Lagufai? Rashi says the Lagufai is in Ikaya Gavra. If that's the Lagufai, then, and we ask ourselves, what about Hippel? Without Rava's Diyuk, Nafal versus Hippel. Okay, so the Mishnah is not being Medayin. Okay, well, what is the Mishnah? Let's read the Mishnah. Let's analyze the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nafal, and Rashi says, "What's the Mishnah coming to tell me?" Indi Kayar Gavra. So Hippel, where is Kayar Gavra? Hippel is Kayar Gavra. So that's why the Rashi says, I think, Pirush the Purusha, because the Rashi realizes that he's going out on a limb over here, because it's not like simple Pshat and Rashi; it's Pirush the Purusha. Because the Rashi is really taking the Mishnah on a different angle, and we're saying that when it says Vizavachta in the Mishnah, it's telling me that you need kavana. And Mele Koshel in the Skavin who lizvicha nafla krinim blay like Rimesh Mashat Zvechat Oichel El Mash Zvechel Das. Without Rava, I would say you need das. I would say the chesaron of a zavachta says the Rashba is a chesaron in das. And have me. And if you're not going to make the diuk to mechal between Nafal and Hippel, then says the Rashba, what would be the chesaron in Nafal and Hippel? And it's no das. And Rashi didn't seem to say that. Rashi seems to say the chesaron is in Karach Gavra. So you could say for Rashi, when put these two together, maybe with the Rosh. Because the Rosh we had, that we had, the Rosh said, you need sometimes, in my hippo, you need kavana. But otherwise, it's not considered Karach Gavra. Because Karach Gavra doesn't just mean physical Karach Gavra. I mean that there's input from a person. It's a person doing it. The person that does things without that is not a person. Right? So it's a Tanai, Karach Gavra, that has to be a level of das. Yeah? And that's why maybe in Rashi, Hakaponim, it was a Havamina. It was a Havamina that if there was no Kavana at all, maybe if there's no Kavana for Chaticha, let's say, even, there's Rosh to make Kavana Stam. To kick it, right? That's the Rosh is on a very low, a base level of Kavanah. The Rosh says, if you don't even have that base level of Kavanah, it's not considered Karach Gavra, right? I'm maybe suggesting going a little further in Rashi, which I'm admitting, I admit that it's maybe a bit of a jump, not a quantum leap, but a bit of a jump, that if you want to explain Rashi, we have a problem here. If you want to explain Rashi, that without Rava, what would be? How could I have that halacha that without Rava, Hippil is going to be a problem? Even though Rashi is saying the chesaron of the Mishnah is a chesaron of Karach Adam, Karach Gavra. So the Rashi says, no, Vizabachti means Kavana. That was the Havamina, not Rava. Rashi didn't say that. So we have to somehow say that even for Karach Gavra, you needed maybe a Kavana for Shechita, otherwise not called, Kavana for cutting, otherwise not called Karach Gavra. If that's a Maisa happened, Shalai B'Kavana, I mean, the chaticha happened shalom b'kavana, even though you kicked it, but if the chaticha happened shalom b'kavana, then maybe that's not enough for Karach Gavra either. Extending the svar of the Rosh, that in order to be Karach Gavra, it has to be some level of kavana. Maybe Rashi would have him at least to upgrade that level of kavana. Now, some of the Raj was a little difficult. I asked some people this morning, and why does the Raj say the moly l'amarava rabba havamina the chol shlein iskaven who lizvicha Nafl Kari, but it says Bizavachta. Mashat Azabeach needs Kavanah. But no one holds you need Kavanah Lazicha. Why is Rajma say that the Habmir was, without Rava, the Habmir was, you need Kavanah Lazicha? In their Bundle, you need Kavanah Lazicha. Why would I think their Bundle just need Kavanah Chaticha? They also asked him to the Joshua that was Bizastik is by Kachim, not by Chulin, and they just say Bizavachta means Kavanah, need Kavanah, but Kavanah. The kavana for chaticha samanim, whatever it's maybe chaticha samanim or chaticha, depending on the rishonim, but not zvicha. So it's a little funny why the Rajba says kavana zvicha, because you want to shlav daf the Rajba. But that's just a side point in the Rajba.
What about for nezikin? If I did hippil. By Nezikin, would I be chayiv?
Of course.
Is that Karach Gavra?
You don't need Karach Gavra. Nezikin don't need Karach Gavra. Nezikin don't need Karach Gavra.
Sorry. What if the old age
machine? You don't need Karach Gavra Nezikin.
By Misa, do you need Karach Gavra?
Karach Gavra?
No.
That's all Chaim. Got to solve for Chaim. Maybe we can find the other show for like a Chaim. Anyway, what?
What does
Rashi
mean
when
you
kavanah
zvicha? Kavanah
zvicha, the shech.
What does that mean? Matring the
behemah? Or at least knowing that you're doing shechita. Kavanah for shechita. Maybe kavanah hatav. Maybe it's kavanah hatav. No, nachtichas emaras. Nachtichas emaras. It's not zvicha. Nachtichas emaras. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know anything. You just know you're cutting. You like cutting tracheas and. Yeah. Okay. Now, so that's so this This is a bit of a point, I think, in Rashi, and in the Rishonim over here, the way of learning up Rashi. So Agapana, they're both saying that's Rashi, but the Mount says the same thing. That not for Rava, this is what I would have said. That's what Rava's telling now. But when it comes down to it, as far as what was the Gemara's question, so they seem to veer off. Because the Raj continues, and it seems to be very clear that he's learning the Gemara's question of Rava. Why does Rava have to say it twice? And the Ramban is Mavur. Now he's learning the question is on the Mishnayos. The fee, the way Rav explained the Mishnayos, so we have a kasha on two Mishnayos. Because once Rav explained to me the thing, we said we have a kasha, Lashita's chal Rav. And he's saying the Mishnah is not telling me you need kavanah. The Mishnah is telling me that hippil is good, it's only nafl is no good. You don't need kavanah for Shechita. Say Lishtascha, well, why is Mishnah telling me twice? Because that's how the man, right? The man brings down two Mahalchim. And he asks a Kasha and he answers the Kasha, basically these two Mahalchim. Says the Ramban, Yesh Lefarash the Rav Kaparach. That what? Lom Nashmin and Hacha, Mediuk and Masnis Leibai Kavana, Mishchita, Vashmin and Pirka Kaba, Vishasa Matan Leibai Kavana, Vasini. The long lay the Rav, the memra trays in. Chol lebay kavana. Reb Nosini. Masiz vad the pshitel on the shvicha. Hasan dina dein lem das ktani machen rein aisa vein rein lachdila vevet. Bach dina nafal ktani will gufayr ktani la. So in the yesh lefarish, right? In the yesh lefarish, the man saying differently than what he said in Rashi. The man started off with the Gerses. The man started off with the Rashi. Rashi, Masnisa Nami, Ramila. So the Shalom of the Gerses. But the Chari is before the second Gerses, this Gerses. The Masnisa Nami, Ramila. Lom Nitan, Lom Mis Nitarati. Right? El Mishnah, the Rav, that's why we asked, we bring in Rav over it. It was clear that when he quotes Rashi, the man saying, Kash was in the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah need both? The only reason why we bring Rav in, because Rav is the one that was Megal to me what the Mishnah is saying. So he quoted you, Rav. The Mishnah is saying this. Why does the Mishnah have to say it? The Mishnah already told us elsewhere they don't need kavanah. That's the Rashi. Then he goes Yesh Lefarish. No, Yesh Lefarish is not Rashi. Clearly, Yesh Lefarish is saying that no. We're only asking in Rava because the Mishnayos themselves are not shver. Why do you need both Mishnayos? Because the Mishnah, each Mishnah is telling me is a veld. Each Mishnah is telling me the ton of halachas. There's halachas. Each Mishnah has its own. Each Mishnah is its own world in telling me the shechita, which is not just telling me. There's not just one element of kavanah. Each Mishnah is telling me halachas. So therefore, why do you need each Mishnah? You need the din of cheshet v'katan. You need to tell me chen rei ma'isa. There's a halachas about this. Not just the question of das. It's telling me what to do. What's the halacha of cheshet v'katan? One second. And Mishnah v'yos is telling me. Says the Ramban. What do you do with the Chayim Ma'isa? Of course, we need the Mishnah, right? Even if it has our Mishnah, it's telling me a chiddush. It's telling me halacha that nafl is no good. It's true. There's a diak here that appeal is good. You don't need das. Nachon. But it's also, let's not forget the base Mishnah is telling me this. The Mishnah is telling me halacha of nafla. The Mishnah telling me halacha of nafla is no good. Whatever that is, right? So it's telling me enough is not good. Because you need a kargar, let's say. So each it's not Shver the Mishnayos. This is the Yesh Mefarish. But if you're Rashi, when he's quoted Rashi at the beginning, he's saying differently. He's saying clearly in Rashi, the Kash is on the Mishnayos. Based on Rav's explanation. Once Rav is Megal to me, the Mishnah telling me you don't need that, so why is Mishnah telling me twice? That's the Kash. And the Gemara. For King of Saudi Khamin Hassam who the Kamakhab and the Shum Khatiha Bad Bailam. Gemara says that Mishnah, Khajan Khan, this is Kabbalah for Khatiha. There's kavanah v'chaticha. In fact, Rabban, the obvious question, which Taisha also asked, if you tell me that Chereshat Kotten has kavanah v'chaticha, that much kavanah they do have? In Cain, why is Rava saying it goes like Ras, not Rabban? Gemara says later, even the Rabban would say, even the Rabbanon could argue with Rasan, the Zurich, the Kesel is not going to be good. But he's also asking that, you know, that we learn after Masas and Kachem, you don't need Kavana. Elmai, what do you need? Gemara says, so why is Kesh Kotten Pasul? That's the big kasha that we're showing him as. The Ban wants to say that the answer to this question might depend on Rashi or the Yesh Mefarshim. Now, for Rashi, it's not Shver. Why? Oh, come, itana ha, have a mina, kavana shchita, shloch shechel shchotten, kavana shchita nami. In other words, Fi Rashi that we're handling the Mishnayos. Yeah? So, the handling, why does the Mishnah have to say both Mishnayos? So we say like this. If it would have just said the Mishnah of Cheshed V'Katan, it would have just said the first Mishnah, not our Mishnah, and not make the Diyak tell us the halacha of that Apila is kosher, I would think, not that that's the way it is, I would have thought that Cheshed V'Katan is yet considered kavanah, mechaticha miyas, and I would think taka the mishnah goes like rabbanan, and that have a meaning. Who just said the first mishnah? I would not only would I think the mishnah goes like rabbanan. Not only would I not know the mishnah goes that what the din is the guy be zarak, but the pshat is. I would misunderstand what is the metzias of Cheshed V'Katan. I would think that Cheshed V'Katan, there is kavanah chaticha. I would have thought. Kamash Malan, and if God called Rabbana, Kamash Malan, then no. So Armish tells me that what? Hapila is kosher. It means Armish to come and tell me they don't need kavanah. Even for chaticha, Hari Apila is no kavanah for chaticha. So Meila now buzzed that once the mission is megal to me, they don't need kavanah. Now when I look at the first Mishnah, so I don't say, oh, Chereshad Kukat has kavanah for chaticha, and then became Mila Rabbana. I have no reason to say that. Once I know that the Tana does not need Kavan at all, and Apila is also good, the Mela, I'll say like what I would say with that Chereshan Kodah doesn't have Kavan of Chadich Baal. That's nothing. The Mela mission is only the Firm Nasa. Now, so Mela is for Firash, he says Ramban. Okay, one mission is Magal and the other Mishnah, this that we say Cheshon is a Kavanah Cheshchita, that's only Lulei, our Mishnah. But once you have our Mishnah, and the Tana holds you don't need Kavanah, then I have no reason to think that Cheshon V'Katan has any Kavanah, and therefore, now when I look at the first Mishnah, I say, okay, Cheshon V'Katan works, why? Because you don't need Kavanah, not because you have Kavanah, because you don't need Kavanah. So Mela, that's why, I'll leave it there. Even though the Rabbanan only need kavanah chaticha, still they cannot be the author of the first mishnah.
Once Rabbi tells us enough days that the Stam mishnah is a Gnosan, that you don't need kavanah b'chalal, how are they answering
Maskana
why we need
him
to tell me
on that?
Why the mishnah?
We're not asking. Okay, according to Ramban's version of Rashi, we're not asking on Rav. We're asking on the Mishnah. We're not asking on the Mishnah. That's the whole point. Now, says the Ramban. So what about Lefi the Yesh Mefarish? Yesh Lefarish? Ich habe mir gedacht, ich bin aus dem Kommission gekommen, ich habe mir schon mal Tisch, ich habe mir gedacht, Sezer und Bahn, und vier Pirsch und Schäni, hoch in Ami kommen, die erst mir in Rava, Hossam, die Duke der Masnissen, wo ich bei Kavan und Schieta, if Rava, let's work with that Schieta. The issue was on Rava. That if Rava would have just told me the first Mishnah, I wouldn't necessarily know the guy be the second Mishnah. Have mina mishum the kamacham machdicha who the lab of nasan el rabbanu. Chachutz of Rava lehevi zeh lamin aleh the summer nasan by cloak. One second. Viash min Rava hasam. Duke the masnisin loy by kavana l'shchita. So if Rava would have told me man tana loy by kavana. So here it's a little bit difficult because Rav is saying Mantana, Rav says Nas, right? Rav says Mantana. Rav did say it's Rav Nas, right? Rav did say it's Rav Nas. So what's Ramban saying that if Rav would tell me that it's Rav Nas? If Rav would tell me that you don't need Kavana, the Mishnah's telling me you don't need Kavana, I would think only over there you don't need Kavana. But Rav is saying there's Ramnasan, right? This reminds me. What do you want to say? Vibrashani Hachin Nami Hakama. The Ashmin and Rav Hassam. The Duke of the Masnissen. If you Ashmin and Rav Hassam, Duke of the Masnissen. Loi by Kavana the Shechita. Rav sees Mechajah Hachin, you don't need Kavana the Shechita. And Rav says, Rav says Matan and Rasa, right? Have a mean and Mishum to come a Khatichai. Lava Nasa and Rabana. Kachutz of Rabba, hey, he's there. Lama Ale is Tamir of Nasa and Blay Boy Klum. Meaning, it's still shared. If he Rabba Zich understood that Chayosh Kavan is not Kavan, right? If Rav said Mantana, it means Rav himself. What does Rav hold? Means Chay Rav does hold that Chayosh Kavan doesn't have Kavan. That's what Rav said Mantana is Ravnasim, right? When Rav sees the Mishnah, he sees Ravnasim there, right? So then, we're not being down the Mishnah objectively. We deny Rav. Rav did say, right? Rav did say. So what are you telling me? That no, I would think Mishnah is a Rabbana. But Harry Rabbi said not like that. Rabbi told me not like that. So why is there to say it again?
What's the difference between the answer to the Rashi and the Yeshivash?
I'm trying to work this out, but the answer to the Rashi is very simple. It's behind the Mishnayos. So there is, if we just say, If we just say the first Mishnah, I wouldn't know the second Mishnah. If we just say that Chesh HaKotn is enough Kavana, I wouldn't know that Hippel is good. That's very simple. Rashi is simple. That's Raman says. I mean, Rashi, this whole question is a start. That's Rashi, because Rashi knows the question on the Mishnayos. I wouldn't know this dude. I would think that he has Kavana. Kamashmal, you know, that Kamashmal, you don't need Kavana. Maybe Chesh HaKotn also has not Kavana.
It's much more from the blush of the trying
to explain the question
that you don't want to say Mishnah Rabban, we don't want to say it.
No, that's only
once. It's only Rabban El Rabban. Then in the end, he says the low dachkin of Ochni Sussmek Stomach.
That's once we know the second Mishnah. Once we know the second Mishnah is Rav Nosson, so he's saying that's why we say the first Mishnah is Rav Nosson. But the child is though the step right before that. That's where I'm having a little bit of a problem. If the question was on Rava, then why is Rava telling to me here? Why is Rava telling to me by our Mishnah? If Rava already told us over there, so what are you telling me? No, if Rava would have told us over there, I would think it's only over there because there's Kavanat Chaticha. But Rava said not like that. I mean, Rava understood not like that. So what do you mean?
Why can't we say Rava understood Rav Nosson that you need Kavanat Chaticha?
It's not first. The Rambam didn't say that. Have a mina mishum kumcham achdichahu v'lav Reb Nosson el Rabbanon.
Maybe that's good for the problem. Why didn't Rabban? Why
didn't he say that?
Why didn't
he say that? He didn't say that. But say it, but again, but Rabban don't say it that way.
Why?
That's not the Gemara's kasha.
That's it. That's
no, but the Eishel Farish that lo malela. Let's go back. Lo malela shmir hacha. What are you telling? Why is Rabban you tell to me over here? He already told me that. Fine. I guess you have to say that what the Gemara means is that if Rava would have told me over there, I would have told Rava, "Pray Mishkan Kav." You haven't arrived from there. I mean, the lashon of the Gemara of the Meishan Kav is not even so geshmak if he's there. No, again, the kasha wasn't on Rava. Why is Rava have to tell me twice? Right. So that's not shver. Right? That's still shver. Why is Rav telling that? Unless you say pshat in the when the man the Eish Lefarish is the man is like this. What Ravah means is that if Rav would have just told me over there, then I would have thrown Rav out of the Beis Medrash. Now I would have said, what do you mean? Maybe it is chaticha. Maybe it is chaticha. How are you telling me that the Mishnah holds that even Zara Sakin is going to be good? How do you see that? Gemara would have challenged Rav. So the reason why Rava has to tell to me over here also is because otherwise he'll be challenged over there. That's it doesn't fit so well with Shabbat, but that's what I have to say.
Why didn't the Gemara challenge him right over there? Challenge him.
But as far as what our Gemara is trying to do is like this. Our Gemara is saying that Rava, the reason why Rava felt the need to bring a raya from our Mishnah, even though he already bought a raya, is because otherwise he would be challenged to say that you have no raya from there. That's what Rav being our Mishnah to boost his position to saying that he holds the Mishnah as a Rinas.
If Pashat Rav and the Cher Shaitu Vepatim don't have Kavana for Chatecha, then it is a good raya.
That's my problem. Rav himself holds. Rav himself holds that. But they would have. But fine. That you hold that.
We could ask that. Maybe
they would ask him. Maybe not. Maybe this kavana.
Maybe they do have kavana.
Yeah, you're right. That's my problem over here. That the Chayyim Rav himself obviously held that they don't have kavana. That therefore Rav said Mishkol the Gemrasim, and mainly what did by Zara. So what's the problem? Rav already told us what he held. Right, so you have to say it because then they would have challenged it. That's Chayyim Shanar Ma. Now, the third Mahal, third Teretz Ma has for his kasha is really Chayyim with Taisis on a few bases. Yesh Mechalkin in Pirushan Ben Shem Chaticha Ba'ilam Shizkakan Ben Kavanul Chaticha Shamul Kaman. Sosam Vlay Pirish, that when the Gemara B'yah says, Chereshad Kotten has Kavanah Chaticha, the Gemara later it says, if you're a Bonon, you need Kavanah for Chaticha. Chaticha Chaticha, the Gzer Shava, but it doesn't mean the same thing. So the Gemara doesn't say what exactly is the difference. But that L'chayra, it means like Tyson of Yudbeis, it says that. There's a difference between Chatichas Simanim and Chatichas Basa. So the Rabbana need Chatichas Simanim, not Chatichas Ma'al. And so the Rabbana need Chatichas Simanim. The Gemara says in the Havmir, Cheshad V'Katan, that it is kavana for chaticha, that means chaticha ba'alma. Whereas the case of Hippil, or the case of Zorak, you don't even have that. That's all the teretz of the Ramban to answer this kasha, the Gemara Amnal, the Gemara Amnal. This is all the Ramban's mahalach, yes. Das Rashi.
If there's no shechita, then why do you need
that?
Why do you need that, like, what, next level?
Simon? Yeah. Kavanah b'simon? Simanim? What's the significance of cutting simanim? You don't need kavanah l'shchita.
It should be no worse than, like, the chira.
Wait, he has kavanah for the chira?
I have no idea.
Still in the middle, huh?
You know you're killing the animal. You know you're killing the animal now?
What?
Do you know you're killing the animal?
Should I kill you?
Yeah.
That's the point of the Simon means you're already killing it.
She does not hurry, you're not killing them.
We are. There's riots there.
Still,
we're riots to that. That was a child, what she did. She didn't kill him, she did cutting Simon.
It's a lot of
if you hold that the idea is a killing, maybe that was an option. Now, in the Rajba, is Mavur not like that? Not like the Ramban. It's again the clear in the Ramban. The way he learns Rashi, which is difficult in the Rashi mentioned before. He learns that the question the Gemara was on the Mishnah's. Now, in the Rajba though says it's Mavur and Hemshcha the Rajba. He asked in Rashi that he learned not like that. If Rabba didn't tell us this, if Rabba would have just told us over there that you don't need kavana. So I would think they need you need a base level kavana of chaticha. Shane came by hippel, maybe not. I wouldn't know that. That's the what the trichas is according to Rashi. Dino, you see clearly Rashi right, going in Rava, and therefore he has a kashan. He doesn't like this. There's a problem with this. Emperor's Messiah Shabbainai. The Tainacha Ha Nashmiran Baha. The hacha that feel the pila hukshera. Yeah, forgot them chavanet. Look at the Rama. He loved the Rabba. Like Yadin Allah. So one way this makes sense. Gemara two trichas. Gemara says that if Rabba would say it over there and not over here, I would think it's dafko the level. You need some level of kavana behind the chaticha, but hippel not. Wonderful. That's why we need Rava to Mechadish to me. That's why we need Rava to we need Rava's input over here. Tell me that even Hippel is enough, which I wouldn't know from what Rava tells me over there. But the opposite case, he the cool and shishach to Amin the Sichle and Hashmiran. We lost some Kayak Bardas. The Gemara is the opposite. If we just say it by here, I wouldn't know it over there. My Chedush Shaminava Medivir Rava. If Rav would just help me in our mission, I wouldn't know it over there. I mean, you wouldn't know it. What would you know it? Because in our mission, the Rav is being mechadish something. In our mission, Rav is being mechadish halacha, which doesn't say in the Mishnah. Rav is making a dig; he's pulling out a new halacha. So you could say, with Rav or without Rav, you would know it; you wouldn't know it. So the Gemara is saying you wouldn't know it without Rav. But in the Mishnah over there's no diuk. The Mishnah just says it straight up. Right? Rav has no input into a halacha of that Mishnah. So what are you saying? If Rav only told me over here you don't need kavana, I would think, oh, only over here you don't need kavana, but because you have bardas, yeah, you have bardas. You don't have bardas. Maybe it's not going to work. What do you mean? Maybe it's not going to work. The Mishnah says it works. We're being down Rava. What's Rava's input? So what's Rava's input? Why is Rava need to tell me? If the Mishnah goes to Rav Nosson, Rava already told us, Rava already made a deal from our Mishnah, and ready with Mechadish from based on his deal that the Tana holds you don't need Kavana. So then, why must Rava point out over there, hey guys, the Mishnah is Rav Nosson? Let me say, you don't have kavana. What's Rav being mechadish from?
Because then that
mission
could be working that they use
for
Chayim's
dance. But Rav is later. Rav says it later. But that's not going to help me for Rashi. I mean, well, Let's see what he was saying later. He ends up saying such an idea.
In this chat?
No. That's an idea. That if we just say our Mishnah, yeah, I wouldn't know the pshat in the Mishnah over there. I wouldn't know that it's Alz Kavana. I would think that it's Alz Achem Rei Mois. I would not know that you don't need Kavana. It's a little more complicated. But the bottom line is there. He says, if it wouldn't say the Mishnah,
but can you stick it back in here?
Okay, so let's see what he says over there. Let's see if we can say that could fit for Rashi. Well, so we want to say that if we just say by us, the Rav only tells by us, you don't need Kavana, I would know. No, but it's more complicated because that's what Rashi means. No, because the main, okay, you know, I think we should see that first, then we'll see maybe he's even saying it in Rashi. No, he's not saying it in Rashi, but maybe. Alright, we'll see if that works for Rashi, because it's more complicated. Let's see now. Okay, so, okay, the piece in the middle here I want to skip. I'm not sure what he wanted exactly, but let's see his own shot. He also doesn't, it's not his own shot at the end, but what he attempts to explain. Efshel lefarish. Oh, no, so even before that. So, Maisa, let's just take a jump to Taisus for a second. So, Rashi was kasha on Rashi. Yeah, the Rashi has his friends Kash and Rashi. If you're Rashi, if we're handling Rava, then what's the Gemara saying? That if Rava only tells over here, I wouldn't know it over there. What wouldn't you know? The Mishnah says it. What wouldn't you know? That's the big Kash and Rashi. So Bemis and Taisus Taka deals with this. Taisus deals with this. Taisus learned like Rashi. Let's read see the Gemara never asked that what's Rabbi Mechadish to me, the din. Yeah, the Gemara didn't ask what's Rabbi Mechadish to me, the din of a pila, if we already have Chesh Chesh Katan. Why? The La Dama Rav Masnisa Chesh Katan Rav Nasim He. If not, the Rav pointed out to me that the Mishnah Chesh, the side of Mishnah Chesh Katan is like Rav Nasim. You don't need Kavana. Why Machshir Klum? The mechashikat machshirin and tfei. If the rabbana ma'idu, the mechavni, the chatichas basa. You are mechavni for chaticha. Chatichas basa. So therefore, if it's not a kasha on Rava, why is Rava? It's not kasha and Rava. What's Rava making a deal? We have the first mission. That was never a kasha. You know, obviously, we couldn't, just by seeing the first Mishnah, we wouldn't necessarily on our own come to the conclusion that if Chereshad B'Katan is good, then Hippel is also good. Because over there, you're Mechavin for Chatichas Basa. Maybe. El Parach. And you, Rava, that did feel that the mission is going like a Nasan. Alma, Machshir Masnis, Nefil Hech, Len Mechavin, Mechatich is Basa. If you're telling me the mission goes like a Nasan, that was the whole Zarak. You already jumped from Cheresh to Zarak. Mela. So if you're telling me that Zarak works, and came, then why have to medayak and Hippo? If you already told me that Zarak works and Hippo, then we already know Hippo. Moshan, Avmina, the Noitza Adif. Have Amina, the Sakhal Noitza Adif. Mchav Amina, Mchaticha Baalma. So even though Rav already told me that Zarak works, I wouldn't necessarily know that Hippel works. That's the Gemara's tenets. Even from the extension from Cher Shad Cotton to Zarak, I couldn't necessarily draw a conclusion Linyan and Hippel. So what are you telling me that, oh, I would think that over there, it's worse, and therefore it's not going to be kosher shechita, shkayach, but it says it is. Well, what's your problem? Elamas nisim gufei avetz shechusa. For some reason, amai yitzrach. For some reason, the Gemara, still a very strange Gemara. Right? Gemara asked the kasha, why does Rava need both memories? And for the Gemara, if we just say Rava over there, and even with extension of knots, I wouldn't necessarily know Hippel. Then the Gemara says, "What? We're breaking the action. Let's talk about the Mishnayos themselves. Why, once it has our Mishnah, why do you need that Mishnah? Right? Which wasn't really our question. And then for some reason, the answer to our question is unspoken, and Tosfos speaks it out for us. The Rava, what about Rava himself, Taka? Why does Rava, what about that question? Why does Rava feel the need to point out in the first Mishnah that as Rav Nosson, Rava Ray told us that Hittel works, Mitam Rav Nosson? What's Rava's point? Rava, it's Chashmina, Rav Nosson he. Rava, it's Chashmina, Rav Nosson he. Dilad Hashmina, Havamina, Hasm, Flair Banamayd. Deha, Mechab, Nechaticha. One second. For Rava, the reason why Rava had to speak it out is because I would have thought that the Rabbanon knows, that's not what the Gemara is saying, right? It's very strange, right? The Gemara is not addressing that. But we have to address that. And we have to say the reason why Rava has to tell us, even over there, because I would have thought the Rabbanon are Maida because there's Kavanah for Chatifa. That they're abundant. So, in other words, then I might have misunderstood what they're abundant. So the Fit Taisvis, the Tzrichas of Rava is really stelling a vek shitz Rabbanon. Because if Rava would not have pointed out that the Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Chulin holds a Rav Nosson, I might have misunderstood the criteria of the Rabbanon. The Chaticha Baal Mazinov says Rava no. That even though it's Chaticha Baal over there, that's not enough for the Rabbanon. Rabbanon only Chaticha Siman.
Why does the Gemara talk at all about
the Gemara is not discussing Rava.
What does it mean to say that? Taisa says.
This Tzrichas is not the same as Tzrichas before. Here the Tzrichas on the mission itself. And why is the mission to tell me? Hippel. Yeah? Why is the mission telling me? Hippel. Why, if the mission told me Hippel, why did he tell me Cheshire the cup? So the answer is, if the Mishnah would not tell me Cheshire the cup, then all I saw was our Mishnah, and Merkin would ask me Mullah Shir, Rabbi, what about Cheshire the cup? If Hippel works, maybe Cheshire can work. I'll pick you up and throw you out of the window. Go ahead, here's a bardas, and here's not a bardas. So that's why the Mishnah has to, that's what the Gemara is saying. I said, it's very strange. Taisa is very strange. But the Gemara is handling Rava, but also the Gemara explains to me why the Mishnah has to has to say both halachas, and then Tosfos has to, on his own, Tosfos has to explain, oh, what about the Gemara's question? It's very strange. It's very strange. It's very strange. I don't know how you read Gemara. It's very strange. But Tosfos has to compensate for what the Gemara didn't do. I mean, it's using the svaras of the Gemara, yeah. So Gemara is throwing out for you, you know, the svaras that you're going to need in order to explain, to answer its question. But the Gemara does address that. It's just very strange to me. That's all. That's why I can understand why the Rashba felt this is not a good teretz for Rashi, because he doesn't want to read the Gemara that way. Now, the Rashba suggests, the Efshel Farish. So he's still going with the Mahaloch that we're handling Rabba, not the Mishnah. We're handling Rabba, like he's learning the whole time in Rashi. His second Mahaloch is not like that. Second Mahaloch is going to say Mishnah is going to the Mishnah, it's not Rabba. But now we're handling Rabba. Where's the fact? Hachama. Tzricha hanit harti the rabba. Lashmina. V'sosam tana l'gam rikram nasa. V'yashmina hasam. Havamina. V'lavstam gom rikram nasa. The dilma hasam hu. V'sosam tana kavasei. V'mchomokim tzas kavani yeish. Sharei yeish kavani chatecha basa v'alma. Havaka da pilu hu. V'eni miskam v'shem chatecha chlal. Loi. So if we just say that Mishnah, I wouldn't be able to guess the Gabi Hippo. Because there is Kavanah. But Hippo, there's no Kavanah at all. Who adin? Lazarak Sakim, the Nazi Bakaisal. Namr of Nazi, the Ksheir, the Spirulan, the Tanah Mesnesim, Bahi Kavanah. So if Rav would have just told me on Yud Beis, I wouldn't know the Gabei our Mishnah. And not only that, says the Rashba, which is interesting, it's fascinating, I wouldn't even know the dinner of Nasa. Which even though Rav over there said, Mantana, Leboi Kavanetz of Nasin, just kidding, I don't really mean Nasin, I don't really mean that Tana the Mishnah is masking to the din of Rav Nasin. It holds like Rav Nosson Barach and the Shita of Nosson, they don't need Kavanah. As opposed to the Shita of the Chamim, they do need Kavanah. The Mishnah over there holds you don't need Kavanah. Now, does the Mishnah hold at that stage of Rava? If Rava would have just left Yud Beis alone, and I'd ask myself, now, what is the title of the Mishnah hold Gabi Zarek Sakim? The answer is, I don't know. Even though Rav over there said, this is really Yaakov's question yesterday, Baruch, that even though Rav over there said, Mantana, Runasa, and the Gemara brings down to Runasa, and Zarek Sakin. So you read that Gemara, you certainly get the impression that Rav is saying that the Tana and the Mishnah holds that Zarek Sakin is going to be kosher, right? Says the Rajma, no. What our Gemara is saying is that if Rav would have just made his statement over there, not only wouldn't I know our din of Hippel, I wouldn't even know the din of Zarek. Because Zarek is not Mecham L'chaticha. Not like Tyson, Yibayz and Bayz, that says from our based on our Gemara that because Tyson and Yibayz and Bayz goof arg in this point. Because Tyson says, Mustami's coming from the problem that I just had. Tosfos says no. Tosfos is before in our Gemara that Zarek Sakin is considered Kavanah L'chaticha. That's Tosfos Beis and Beis says. Where does he see that from our Gemara? It's called Kavanah L'chaticha. Where does he see that? Because our Gemara says, yeah, that if Rav would just say it by Chesed Katan, I would think over this Kavanah L'chaticha, but I wouldn't know Hippel, right? But so where's Zarek come in? The Tosfos assumes that Zarek, Rava said that mantan is a rasim, right? That means that zarak has to be on par with cheresh hadin katan. So if the Gemara entertained the possibility that cheresh hadin katan needs some das, then Nidin has kavan chaticha. Then we're saying that Zarag also has that. Okay. Now, but the Rashi saying not like that. The Rashi saying we're willing the Gemara Yibayz and Bayz be'etzem. When the Gemara said Mantan is Nasin, the Gemara is not. The Gemara is not including Zara nor Hippo. Mefika chutzik Rav Lashmina Maha. I feel Hippo who k'sheira Lagamri sas Mantana kam Nasin. Viashmina Baha. So let just say Hippel. And may I'll know Kher I'll know Viashmina Baha. A cat will have a shamin on the sauce of Matana Lagam Kremnasa. Not that I wouldn't know the halacha. I wouldn't know Rava's point over there, which is the Mishnah called the Kremnasa. I wouldn't know that. Meaning, I wouldn't know that. So what's going to happen if I don't know that? So if I don't know that, then from Hippel itself, the Rashi was saying I wouldn't know Zarak. From Hippel, I wouldn't know. If we just say Hippel, I wouldn't know Zarak. Unless Yud Beis compensates for Laman Aleph, I would not know Zarak. If we just say Hippo, I would not know Zara. Why? Because there's a Mila in Hippo over Zara. Says the Rashba, what? What's that Mila? The Chayra Hippo, right before we said that once we know Hippo, then we know Zara also, because Hippo is no Kavan at all. There's no Kavan that we just said before, there's no Kavan for Chatich at all. So Chayra, that Spitz not Kavan. Says the Rashba, you're right. It's Spitz not Kavana, but there's something beyond that, and that is Kavana like Kavana Hefchis, a dogma. But there's most Rishonim say, and most many Rishonim say, even though if Man Dama Mitzvah Sirus Kavana, Mitzvah ain't Sirus Kavana, only Kavana. But Kavana Lehepach, not to be Yaitza, then we say you're not Yaitza. So says the Rashba that. Even though Hippel works, but when I'm throwing it Lizrake Bekaiso, so I have a different kavana. So even if you don't need kavana, but if I'm kavana do something else, that's mafkia. I think back in mitzvah kavana, the shaila kavana. What does kavana lahafach mean? That I don't want to be yaitzei. What if the kavana is to do something else, doing a different mitzvah? Whatever, doing something else. Is that also called Kavanah Lailat says? Good, I don't give you a raya from this rabbi, but like that, he doesn't make tzusha, my tzusha. But anyway, but Akbanim, the idea is here.
The idea in the Rajvin, what?
It means Shabbat. Yeah. Akan, the tzusha of the Mr. Kavanah, the Marshal, not a Dimya. Right?
It's not a Dimya. What's the Rajvin talking about this?
But why should Kavana for something else be Matir? Because that's it's worse besides Kavana. Kavana for something else. You don't need Kavana, that's Islam. But if you do it for something else, then that's my said it. My nusuk was it's mafkir. It's mafkir the Shem Shchita. Kavana for something else is mafkir the Shem Shchita. It's mafkir the Shchita. Say it. Anyway, Akabana, oh, so that's what the Rajma says. Now when I see Cheresh HaDin Katan, how does that help me out? What do I see in Cheresh HaDin Katan? That even a Kavana Hefchis is still going to be kosher? Cheresh HaDin doesn't have any Kavana. There's no Kavana Hefchis.
Not the phone, the partnership.
So he says, "V'yashmirin b'ha." Kach v'yashmirin the stam sasam panag el gamik or nasim avamina. The hachahud mecham makim asim mekayich b'das. Aval hasam asim mekayich b'das. Eimaloi sasam lan kavasei v'hu adin. Says the Raj, Mazar Sakhan Rats of Kaisel, the Fayad of Hippel Sakhan Shalan Aslam of Kaisel, Mazar Nasim Shalan Kavana Shalan Shita, Alpin Shalan Shem Kavana, Kin Lekhat Kavana, Shalan Shem Shita, Likashita Ba, Mikoyat Bendas, Shita Sak Shaira. Over here, oh, Kamash Malon, that was Kamash Malon, that if Chesha Kotten works, that even though he's not a Bar Das at all, so Meila, this is a very interesting solution on the Rashba, that we're comparing Ainu Bar Das Klal, something that's Ainu Bar Das. If we see that, we see that even Chesha Kotten works, even though he's Mufka from Das, so we see from here that Shechita doesn't need any level of Das. As long as it's Shechita, it's fine. Because if you need some type of level of das, the Hainu that a das hefches is going to be a problem, then chesed couldn't work either. It's a very interesting tushto over here in the Rashba, the way he's learning the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying that there was a habamina that not doesn't work because it's worse than just not having kavan. The kavan hefches. So. That's why we need Chesed Cotton. So how does Chesed Cotton do that? The Teretz is what's mashed from the Rashba is that the fact that you know, you might have thought that Chesed Cotton, you don't need Das, but a Chesed Cotton shouldn't work because he's not a Bar Das B'chal. So Abram got a like to the dinner of Zera called Roy Labila Ein Bila Makavis. Gemara says if Zera sheet is that we got by the mixing the oil with the mincha, so if it's too big and they can't mix properly, then it's possible. It's not kosher mincha. It's too much flour. So the Gemara says, Zera says, but you don't need to mix the oil, the flour. It doesn't have to mix in. Right? So we say no, you need roy. Because you need that it's possible to mix it. There's a famous expression of Zera called Roy Labila. If it's Roy for Bila, Roy you mix in, then Ain Bila Makeris. So can we say the same type of idea over here also? That there was Mechesha the cotton, there was a Havamina, even though you don't need Das, you need Roy for Das. You need some as Roy for Das. And once we see that you don't even need Roy for Das, that shows me that Das is absolutely not a factor Bechal. So maybe even a Das Hefchas is going to work. That's the Chari, the Chesed, and the Rashba. That's the Chesed, and the Rashba. Now, but the Rashba has a problem over here. The Hainu, the Rashba has a problem with this Malach. What are we saying? If Rava would just tell it to us over here, I would not know that the Tana is Sais Mikronosin, Lagamri, Linyan, Chesha the Cotton, and Huadin, Linyan not. Right? Rav didn't point out to me on the few days that the Din of Chesha the Cotton is Gebeitner of Nosin. I wouldn't know that. Right? Now, the question is though, but the Raj's question before on Rashi, right? So then, but the Mishnah says it. What do you mean you wouldn't know? The Mishnah says it. What are you telling me? That if Rava didn't point that out before, I wouldn't know that the Mishnah holds like Rav Nosson. Dahainu, I would think Hippel is better than Rav Nosson because there's no Kavana Hefchis. I wouldn't know that the Mishnah holds like Rav Nosson. If Rava didn't point out to me, oh, Chesed Cotton works even though it's not a Bar Das, I wouldn't know that. Okay, and if Rava didn't point it out, what do you do with the Mishnah? Same kashi he had on Rashi. if the whole handle Rayom is, why does Rava have to point it out here and over there? So we have the same question. So if Rava didn't point it out, Rava didn't say anything, but we still got a Mishnah. We have the Mishnah. It's not that the Mishnah is theirs. I would know it anyway. I would know it without Rava. If Rava told me about here, even Hippo, yeah? And you can ask yourself, oh, one second, what about knots? Maybe knots is different. What do you mean it's Mishnah? Mishnah says Chesed Kabbalah words. So you see that you don't need a bar. Maybe Hippel, right? Hippel, at least there's no das, but it's a bar das. And maybe the Kabbalah Shehefka is a problem. So what do we say? Oh, no, we have the Mishnah over there. Rav told us the Mishnah over there. Goes to Gemnasa. Okay. But if Rabbi didn't tell it to you, you still have the Mishnah. What's the alternative shot in the Mishnah? Says the Rashba that if not for Rava, I would have said shot in the Mishnah is also Chayim Raymais, the Kavan of the Chayim. The Kavan of the Chayim helps. This is the Chayil Shtasai, which we're not going to get to today, obviously. The Reyaina, the Tzad of Chayim Raymais, is working with Tzad, the Kavana. There's a Tzad that by Goloim Al Gaba, the Pshat is the Kavana of the Oymer Al Gaba that's being piled over here. That's the Raj Mashmal here also. It's Loshim. Shemikah Chayim Reinaisa, who Kavanas Achayim, Kik Kavanasa. He doesn't say that the Havmin was that the Achayim are Reinaisa and they're teaching him to they're guiding him in Shechting. Rather, the Chayim Reinaisa is it's their kavana. That's what I would have thought without Rava. So Mela. So what are you telling me that you see from Chesed Katni that das is not a factor? No, because the Chesed Katni, you have the das of the Chesed Maimaisa. You have perfect das. Because not the one that's doing the shechita, but you have the bystander. So that's why, if not for Rava, I wouldn't know. That's what Rava tells me. That's what Rava's mechadish to me. That name, the pshat and the mishnah of Nasim. So now I know. Based on Rava's understanding, Chesed and Katan, then I could derive from the Mishnah who had been by Zar. The Rashi is not happy with this, and the Rashi himself wants to learn, and the difference between the pshat we just said now and the pshat that he's about to say now is goof of the chiluk that we mentioned in the Rashi and the Rambam, but that's Rashi, and that's why the main problem that the Rashi has over here is that even without Rava on a few days we still have the Mishnah of Chereshad Kup. We have that Mishnah. So how are we going to understand that Mishnah without Rava? What is Rava helping me? Rava here tells me even Hippel, you don't need Kavana. Now there's a gap of what about not? Yeah, and without Rava we're saying we would know. What? That was Kash before. That was a big problem. Okay, so he gave a teretz which he felt was the teretz that without Rava I would accept Shadis as Chayim Rai Maisa. Rava's been mechadish to me, it's not a chayrim, it's not the kavanah of the chayrim, the chayrim should have got themselves to do it. Says the Rashba now, that the question, let's redo the whole sugya now. That's not going to take as long as it took time. Let's redo the sugya now. The Gemara's kasha was not on Rava, the Gemara's kasha is the Mishnah. But it was the kasha was, so why are we being in Rava? Because the kasha is on Rava's understanding of the Mishnah. If he Rava's understanding of the Mishnah, why is the Tan itself need two Mishnayis? The Rava is saying this is what Tan is telling me. If this is what Tan is telling you, then explain to me why the Tan feels the need to explain to say both Mishnayis. Mitzan the tzricha asnisa kai klimat midarava shamina. The Hani Trem Asnisin Lemista Miller of Nasin. In both cases, Raz Mantana is Nasin. It means the goal of the Tana is to tell me that we hold Grab Nasin. Why is that Tana have to tell it to me twice? Vitana he, Vitana ha, the Hachavamina, Hassan Mishum, the Machav Nachatik Balma, he holds who the Sriel Talim as Nisan, Kram Nasan. Maybe, if we just say the first Mishnah, I would say, I don't know that the Mishnah, I wouldn't know that Talim Mishnah is on board with Ram Nasan Lagamri, even when you're not Machav Nachatikha. So it's true, it's like Ram Nasan, but not Ram Nasan Lagamri. Our hippel sakin vaz of shakhtalai. Vitana ha, vaitana ha, avmina, bichiha, who the seer look of nasim? Abhi dasim av shchiti klau. Yolek kayach ben das. So here, the reason why in this mahalach we don't have the Rajma's problem with mahalach before is what he's saying now. If the Tana version Rava tells us over here that Hippel is kosher because you don't need Kavana, because you're Hologram Nasan. Now, and I'll ask myself, okay, Tana, then leave the first Mishnah alone. Why are you telling me the first Mishnah? Says the Tana, no, I have to tell you, if I would have just told you this, you don't need Kavana here, I would think that over there, it's not a shchit at all, because there's no bar das. I would know that that's kosher over there, even though you don't need kavana. Even if you don't need kavana, but you don't need kavana, but you need a bar kavana, and therefore I would not know that Mishnah. I would not know that the halacha is true, because I wouldn't know the halacha.
Even the Ramban.
What?
Even with the Ramban.
What's that? I would not know the halacha because you're not a bardas b'cha. So therefore the Mishnah has to tell me both things.
With the Ramban said about.